And now for a story about public radio in Colombia, where a half-century-old guerrilla war ended in 2016. As part of the peace treaty, the government agreed to set up a radio network run by former rebels and war victims. But as John Otis reports, this leg of the peace process is on shaky ground.
I'm speaking with Monica Cordova, who spent 18 years in the Colombian guerrilla group known as the FARC. But rather than fighting, she worked for a clandestine rebel radio station called Voz de la Resistencia, or Voice of the Resistance. This is what it sounded like. Cordova helped produce music programs, news bulletins, and even radio soap operas, all designed to spread the FARC's message of Marxist revolution. The Colombian military often tried to bomb the station, so Cordova and her fellow guerrilla DJs would retreat through the rugged Andes Mountains, lugging their transmitter, antenna, and gasoline generator.
No tengo ni un rasguñón ni nada.
They always managed to escape, and Cordova says she survived the war without a scratch. When the fighting ended, Cordova figured her radio days were over. But during the peace talks, FARC negotiators demanded a greater presence on Colombia's airwaves. They argued that most people in rural Colombia get their news off the radio. So the government agreed to set up 20 public radio stations in former conflict zones. Besides providing local news, the stations are designed to educate Colombians about the peace accords and encourage reconciliation after a war that killed 220,000 people.
Diana, ¿qué recomendación?
The stations are operated by a mix of local journalists, war victims, and former guerrillas, like Monica Cordova. She now sits before the microphone at a newly opened public radio station in Ituango, a farm town in northern Colombia that was ravaged during the war. And she's gotten used to reporting the news rather than guerrilla propaganda.
La noticia tiene que ser muy imparcial. No recargarse hacia un lado.
The news has to be impartial, Cordova says. You can't take sides. When I visited, Cordova was working side by side with Maria Eugenia Durango. Amid intense combat between the army and the guerrillas, Durango and her family were forced to flee Ituango. But she agreed to share a broadcast booth with Cordova, the former rebel.
Que me dé la posibilidad también de estar con una persona ex-FARC.
For me to work together with someone who used to be in the guerrillas is proof that Colombians can come together in spite of everything that has happened.
Some Ituango residents, like furniture salesman Adolfo Trujillo, welcome the presence of former rebels on the radio.
Ellos también saben de los problemas de todas las regiones y que está bien que participen.
They know about the problems in rural areas, he says. Still, Colombia's public radio experiment has hit snags. So far, the government has built just 2 of the promised 20 stations. In areas like Ituango, peace remains elusive. Violent drug trafficking gangs have moved into areas once controlled by the guerrillas. And in fact, the day after I spoke with Durango, she received a death threat from one of these gangs. She no longer works at the radio station because she's fled for her safety. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Ituango, Colombia.